he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hey, Jay. What's going on?
Last month, we had a couple that was on their way to Vermont to visit family for Christmas. They got pulled over in Nebraska and had a ton of weed, if you remember this.
Yes, they were the Santa Claus of the year, no doubt about it.
And remember, they were grandparents.
Yes.
He's 80, she's 70. Yeah. And it, actually, you're like, okay, maybe it was an accident. Maybe they really were. Okay, they got busted again in Nebraska. Two counties from where they got busted last month. They were on their way back from visiting the family in New England, back to their home in California. And they got pulled over for following too closely. Their vehicle was following another one too closely, and they start to investigate. They find a bag, a huge garbage bag with marijuana residue inside it, $18,000 in cash, and lots of paperwork indicating marijuana sales.
But why paperwork?
Is this
the retirement plan? Why paperwork? Who's asking for receipts?
Really? They're 80 and 70. You know they're still writing checks. They're doing this by hand.
You're right.
Interestingly enough, too, their son in Vermont, the one that they go to visit, is a prosecutor up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. It is funny, though, on the receipts. My wife, that would be her excuse. She'd be like, you always complain if I don't bring home the receipt. Here it is. So, I'm a receipt guy. All right.
Not when it comes to marijuana. To be clear.
I don't go entirely electronic with everything, but I do get my Hy-Vee receipts emailed to me, which drives a certain someone nuts because she can go to the store, come home, and I know what we're having for dinner. She thinks it's the creepiest Big Brother thing in the world. There are no surprises. In Switzerland, they are trying to help out lobsters. Uh-huh. They say that it's cruel and unusual the way that we serve lobsters.
All right.
Which, of course, is boiling them alive.
Yeah.
But that's not the part they're outlawing. They're saying we shouldn't be putting them on ice and refrigerating them beforehand, which you put them on the ice, you refrigerate them, it kind of slows down their systems. Uh-huh. They say that's where the suffering comes in. All lobsters must be kept in as close to their natural environment as possible before being tossed alive in boiling water. Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to think if roles are ever reversed and we're no longer at the top of the food chain. How do I want to go into the pot of boiling water?
As if you'll have a choice, okay? The top of the food chain will give you very little consideration, just like we do. Okay. So you might as well just eat a map.
I'm just saying, if there's going to be some activist group protesting on my behalf.
Right? Karma does not exist, period, much less in your fake world. You're
You know that's going to be on my mind.
Colleen, she was fairly nice to me when, you know, she was eating lobster.
Right, so I'm going to
I'm going to treat her well now. Yeah,
because I'm thinking it'll be like how I let myself get freezing cold before I get in the hot tub, and then it feels extra good. So maybe that's better.
I like that, you know, everybody's mind wanders when they're driving down the road. And today she's going to drive home and be thinking, do I want to go in feet first or head first when our lobster overlords are ruling the world?
Head first. Make it quick.
As long as there's butters.
Finally, we've got a couple of pilots in India. Both have been fired. Apparently, they got into a fight in the cockpit. The pilot was a female. The co-pilot was male. He slapped her for some reason.
Whoa.
She's like, all right, forget this. I'm getting out of here. She leaves the cockpit, and then so did he. leaving
you
no
wait
one.
1 minute. We're not done.
He actually was trying to get her back into the car. He's like, you have to get back in here. They're both without a job.
Good.
And he's had his pilot's license completely revoked. They didn't revoke hers. They're like, either one of them can leave at any given time, but one
it's
has to stay in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
okay.
is this is for Jet Airways in India, which they put a lot of thought into naming that one.
The plane was taken.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning.
Star 102.5.